It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
We focus on a different animal on the farm this month, one that I don't think we featured, known as man's best friend. A farm dog usually has a job like other workers on the farm. And Ryan, you not only take care of cows, but you take care of other farm animals like canines. And that's come up in this month's mailbag.
Well, on the Ask the Vet segment, a wide variety of questions come in. And I got a question about man's best friend. I mean, there's a lot of dairy farms out there that have the farm dog ramming around. And I got a question about canine nutrition. It'd be pertinent to some of the listeners with dogs on the farm. And so in the manufacturing process of dog food, there's two predominant ways that it's made. Imagine like you're baking in your kitchen, a large mixing vat where all the ingredients will be added in. And then it is in like a pasty type form. It's then typically run through an extruding process and sliced into a little kibble form. And then it goes through a baking process to take the moisture out. And that baking process is actually really important in some of the science of the nutrition. And through the baking process, then it comes out the other end in a dry kibble form, 10% moisture less, like what we're used to feeding in a bag. When you look at those processes, there's a couple things that are really interesting. One of the first things is the baking process itself. When we dry that wet kibble out to make the dry kibble at the end, how fast that process happens is really important. So within the process of baking, there are some actually chemical changes that happen. And one of those processes is called gelatinization. They change in the matrix of the starch profile. And the gelatinization is more like a gluing, sticky type process. And when you take those carbohydrates and you apply heat to them, they gelatinize and make like a gel type matrix. And that actually helps increase their digestibility, assuming that the heat is applied correctly. If the heat is applied too fast and too hot, we'll actually burn some of that. And if we burn, especially on the protein side of things, we make a thing called a Maillard protein or a heat damage protein. So we've got the gelatinization process of the carbohydrates and the potential to make heat damage Maillard proteins on the protein side of things. And the protein, the fat, and the carbohydrates are the three main ingredients in any dog food. And so what our dog food does is it goes through what's called a slow bake process, where the temperature we use is much lower, the residency time in the drying oven is much longer. But what that does is it gives us a smooth gelatinization of the carbohydrates, which is a positive thing, increases the digestibility of them. And it also keeps our protein integrity intact because we do not create Maillard proteins or heat damage proteins. Any heat damage protein that a dog eats in the kibble, it cannot digest, and it just goes out the back end of the dog. So the process in which you bake, you can almost think about it like frying an egg on a skillet. If you do really high heat for that egg, you're probably going to burn it. And you can just imagine the edges of that egg being blackened and charred and crispy, and that would not be very digestible. That would be like a fast, high heat process, which most companies use, because the higher the heat, the faster you can flow it through the drying oven, the more tons per hour you can run through the factory, and the better typically the profitability for the factory. When we go with the slow bake process, we do that knowing that it increases our cost per bag of production, but the value in the bag is so much better because of the digestibility. So we've got quite a few operations using this product, and very, very routinely, the numbers that we'll get back from the field is that the kennels that are on this with large numbers of dogs will typically go somewhere between 30 to 35% less feed to maintain body condition, just because the animals can digest the nutrition and get that much more calories out of what they're fed, because the proteins are not heat damaged, the carbohydrates are well gelatinized, the fats are all intact, and a lot of that has to do with the baking process.
Ryan, these are some of the same practices that you use in the dairy industry.
Yes, it's really interesting. I mean, our whole dairy nutrition has always been focused on bioavailability, digestibility, and overall profitability for the farm. And we just took those same principles and applied them to dog food. Although the price per bag of our dog food may be higher, when you figure that you're feeding 30% less of it, it actually comes in more cost effective to feed that way. And the animals do much better. We also have some guys that do like hunting dogs that do breeding. We're seeing better heat cycles on the females, larger litter sizes, better milk production for the females when they're nursing the pups, better pup health and vigor. I mean, the whole thing, it's really interesting when you look at nutrition on any species, the kind of impact it can make.
Like anything, when purchasing, you know, food, you know, even dog food, you're looking at the labels.
You know, people look at the protein sources and you might see like something like chicken or chicken meal or chicken byproduct meal. And I think there's a lot of confusion about those terms. The term chicken, if you look it up in the AFCO manual is the manual that the USDA uses to guide all feed and feed label law. And so the AFCO manual has a certain definition of chicken, a certain definition of chicken meal, and a certain definition of chicken byproduct meal. And I think if somebody was to see chicken meal on a label, they might think that that is a poor quality product and say just chicken. But really, chicken and chicken meal have very, very little difference in the AFCO manual definition of what makes them up. The real difference is chicken byproduct meal. That's the one that people have the images of, like, you know, beaks and feathers and legs and that kind of stuff. And that is in chicken byproduct meal, but that kind of byproduct stuff is not in chicken meal.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.